The Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. As we prayerfully observe and reflect on another Good Friday, the words of Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 are very instructive. It says, "I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Lest we take it for granted, today is designated as Good Friday because it is at the heart of the good news, the gospel. Humanity is lost in sin, and only a perfect human could satisfy the righteous requirements of God. The cross represents the end of damnation and the beginning of the abundant life. Jesus died so that we may live. Let us be thankful for Good Friday. Let us be thankful for the cross. As our scripture verse reminds us, Jesus, knowing that his work is done, bows his head and hands over his spirit. He did this so that all who come to him and yielded themselves to him might receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of the Holy Spirit and eternal life. My friends, you can receive this gift today. Remember, there is joy in heaven for everyone who comes to Jesus and accepts him as Lord and Savior. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Let this Good Friday be the day that you make this crucial decision to surrender your life to Jesus and allow the Holy Spirit to conform you into the person God intended you to be. Please join us next week.